Yes, we're indeed indicating that the most honorable thing for her to do is to move from her office as vice president. Because what she is doing, she is vice president in this government, and she is busy vigorously attacking that government. When she is part of the government, she is collectively responsible for the rights and wrongs, successes and failures of that government. So we are saying many people in that position would quit rather than stay on. It's like a football player grabbing the ball and shooting into his own goal, something that can never be tolerated anywhere. That's why we are saying that.
Well, Dr. Ntaba, some are suggesting that it's the president who has alienated Vice President Joyce Banda, taking away her other responsibilities, basically making her ineffective to work as his vice president because of this, you know, rather frosty relationship between the two. Do you think what they are saying is justified?
The only responsibility that's been taken away from her and given to somebody else, in this case, it is safe motherhood functions which have been taken away from her, given to the first lady. This is done by the president, just like any other head of government does when they change responsibilities in the cabinet portfolios, for instance. I don't see that any minister would say, I can't do anything just because this particular aspect of my responsibilities in my portfolios has been removed away from me. I think that's a very lame excuse. She doesn't perform any of the other functions. She doesn't come to state functions. She doesn't come to parliament. She doesn't attend cabinet. She does absolutely nothing, yet she still demands more funding for her office from the state coffers, when at the same time she is complaining vigorously that the state is overtaxing poor Malawians. Yet she doesn't hesitate to use those poor taxpayers' monies to maintain her very expensive upkeep.
Now, Dr. Ntaba, if what you are saying is the gospel truth, then wouldn't you say that is the failure of leadership of the president if indeed his vice president, Joyce Banda, is not doing her job that he has assigned to her to do?
I don't know whether you can call it a failure of the president. Under the Constitution, the president cannot fire the vice president. The vice president is responsible enough to know what her duties are, what she should be doing. There is no way the president, for instance, can force the vice president to attend cabinet meetings. You can only force a horse to the well, but I don't think you can force it to drink. How the president could convince or force or whatever, Vice President Joyce Banda to attend these cabinet meetings or perform her other constitutional responsibilities is beyond my comprehension. But I don't think one has to force her to do these things. So if she's not doing them, I don't know whether it's the president's failure or her arrogance and whatever you may want to call it. But I don't think I would share the view that this is a failure on the part of the president.
Now, Dr. Ntaba, why wouldn't the president be the bigger man by trying to resolve the differences between the two? Because this is a subordinate, because the two of them were voted for by the people, and the people want to see them working together to resolve problems facing the ordinary Malawian. Don't you think that it will be in the best interest of the country that the president resolves personal differences with his vice in order to work towards making things better for the ordinary Malawian?
Certainly would be better for the country and better for everybody if a situation could be resolved. But I can assure you the president has tried what he can in the past. But such attempts could only work with somebody who is willing to work as a vice president, who is willing to listen to what her boss tells her. In this particular case, she is convinced that she has to be the president herself. She doesn't want to wait until 2014. She is absolutely convinced that she should become president any time. According to the Constitution, I suppose, if the president were to pass on or to die today, she becomes one. So So she's busy perhaps trying to find ways and means of hoping and praying that the president dies and she becomes president herself. So she cannot listen to anything. She's not amenable to any attempts to patch up these particular differences.
Dr. Ntaba, there were suggestions that because the vice president refused to give her stamp of approval for President Binguwa Mutharika's younger brother to be the presidential candidate in the next election, that is when the trouble started with the president, and the president has taken an exception and is trying to demonize her. What do you say to that?
These are stories from supporters of the vice president herself, but the president has never imposed his brother on anyone. The choice of the presidential candidate for the DPP has not been made yet. It will be made at the convention of the party. There are preferences being made. There are people who are coming forward and say they prefer the president's brother. But as far as the party officially is concerned, the party has not made their choice yet. So there is no way the president could be forcing anyone to support a candidate who is not official yet. He is not that unintelligent. He knows what the right procedures are. So it's completely unfair and most untrue to say that Joyce Banda would have been in good books with the president had she endorsed the president's brother for the presidency. It's not true at all.
Now, Dr. Ntaba, there were also suggestions that there could be an arrest for the vice president. Is that the case?
If there were an arrest at all, why arrest someone who supports a culprit or who supports someone who is doing something illegal? I think if anybody were to be arrested at all, it would be those who are doing any illegal demonstrations, but not those who are supporting the illegal demonstrations. I think that should just show you how folly, or how much folly, or how unreasonable, how untrue the whole story is. There is no story, there is no plan whatsoever to arrest her for that particular mistake, or whatever you want to call it. I don't see where that is coming from.